There's a baby formula shortage happening across the country. The stress of not knowing where a baby's food will come from can weigh heavily on parents. And for those who already struggle with a postpartum mental health disorder, the shortage can seriously damage their ability to cope. Sarah Bloomquist is co-founder of Mom's Mental Health Initiative. The nonprofit helps moms navigate mood and anxiety disorders and connects them with resources and support. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about the formula shortage impact.
They hear what other people are saying about how to solve this shortage really blows my mind, because it just helps me see that we really don't understand the postpartum period very well. And we have a terrible way of supporting families in that time period. But what I'm hearing from a lot of the women that I work with is that, you know, this is destroying their ability to cope right now. Through, they already have a mental health struggle, such as depression or anxiety. We have postpartum OCD, bipolar disorder. So they might already be struggling with a mental health disorder. And then you add to it the fact that they might not be able to find enough food to feed their baby. That just is appalling. And so they're not able to cope. Then they're faced with even more decision-making, when sometimes they just don't have the strength, or they have the bandwidth to really be able to figure this out on their own. I've heard people who have made decisions to start weaning, to stop breastfeeding, and now they're like, maybe I shouldn't. And I hear other moms saying, you know, and there's so much shame associated with this. But then, you know, there's so many things that go into place when you're trying to figure out your feeding journey with your child. And to not have options is gonna, I think, make more moms suffer at a rate that they wouldn't have before.
And as this issue has gotten more attention, the narrative of, you know, why don't you just breastfeed without fail always comes up. So can you address why this response is a big overstatement and the consequences of this increased criticism?
Yes, that is really not what we need to be hearing from anybody at this point. Why don't you just breastfeed? And the reason being is that 3 out of 4 babies rely on formula at some point in the first 6 months of their life. And we also know that not everybody, not all things are created equal. So many women struggle with breastfeeding, or their baby struggles, or they're a preemie and they have to have a certain type of formula. There's so many reasons that breastfeeding exclusively just isn't the best option for somebody. I also challenge people who say, well, why don't you just breastfeed? I also challenge them, well, what are you doing to provide better support so women can breastfeed, and breastfeed exclusively and long-term? Because at this point, you know, we have very poor systems in place to help women when they go back to work in their breastfeeding journey. So there's so many things in place that we need to be able to help more women breastfeed and breastfeed long-term. And we don't have that. And when you say, why don't you just breastfeed? You don't think they didn't think that? A mom is thinking most of the time, how can I breastfeed? And I am a terrible mother if I'm not breastfeeding. So we were just adding that shame. I want to say that feeding your child is like the most basic thing that you can do as a parent, as a mother. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to feed your child. And when there's struggles around that, you feel like a failure. And in certain communities, formula is shunned. And in other communities, breastfeeding is shunned or not even given an option. Women of color, particularly Black women, are often overlooked and just assume that they're not going to breastfeed. And that's not the case, but we need more support, and we need to offer these options and opportunities.